tuning in to the Next Level Church podcast. For more information, check out our website at nextlevelchurch.net.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here today. Are y'all excited to be here today? Awesome. Awesome. Always helps me to loosen up when y'all are just as excited to be here as I am. And you know what? Today we're continuing a series called Uncertainty. And you know what? I was excited to hear about this series. In fact, Rob sent me kind of a write-up on it. And I thought, man, this is the perfect series to begin right now. There's so many things in our culture, in our society, that we could be uncertain about, like the elections, like everything that's been happening with the uneasiness with the race relations and different things like that. There's just a lot of things that are happening around us that are really uncertain, and I think God has just something to say about each one of the things that that maybe we find ourselves uncertain about. So this is a really relevant topic for today. It's also, you know, something that I think something in all of our lives that that we have is a little bit of uncertainty or a little bit of chaos. And you're like, how many of you feel like maybe there's just a little bit of chaos happening around you from time to time? That's almost everybody raising their hand. Yeah, from time to time, you find yourself in some sort of uneasy situation, a little bit of chaos, and we can definitely relate to this idea of uncertainty. And God has something to tell us in times that are uncertain. God has something that He wants us to focus on. He wants us to know in uncertain times is that we can trust that that there is the certainty that God is love. God is love. And so Pastor Rob taught us that last week, and that was something that I really think that we can really focus our hearts on and really grab onto when we find ourselves in times like these. But also, you know what? Today, there's people that are facing a little bit of uncertainty. I have relatives that live down on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana. And yesterday, I looked at the radar, and it looked like the whole southern part of Louisiana was just covered by the red. And storms and stuff like there. My uncle actually put up a picture of his road in Denham Springs, Louisiana, that's basically flooded. Didn't get into his house, but very flooded right there. And this morning, I thought, well, certainly the radar is going to look a little bit different. So open up the radar. It looks exactly the same down there. And so I know that there's definitely people on the Gulf Coast that are facing some uncertainty with the floodwaters, and other people have already been affected by that. Two people have already died. So I just want to open up in prayer for them, for us as well, as we kind of talk about what God's laid on my heart to share with you guys. But let's just go to God in prayer and ask Him to be with the people along the Gulf Coast. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You. I thank You that You've given us this opportunity to be here today to really express our hearts to You through music, God, that we want Your presence in our lives. We want You present around us. And God, we just ask You to reveal Yourself to us today through Your Word. We ask You to speak to our hearts and times of uncertainty. But God, we also ask You to be with others, God. There's many people in the Southeast that are just kind of facing uncertainty, especially in Louisiana. Lord, we just lift up the people to You that are facing the flooding and the different situations that are happening there because of the storms that are affecting that area. And God, we just ask You to just be God. Put some protection. God, I pray that the tragedies that have already happened, God, would be it, and that we wouldn't hear of more deaths, we wouldn't hear of more, we'd hear of receding waters, we'd hear of miracles and lives saved, but God, because of Your work down there, we ask You just to be with them, and God, I also ask You right now that You would just move in the lives of others that would like to be a part of helping out in recovery, and that you would just help people to recover fast along the Gulf Coast, and you would use maybe even the resources of Your church to be a part of that recovery effort down there. God, we thank You in advance for what You're doing here. We thank You in advance for what You're doing everywhere today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so Pastor Rob asked me to be here, and probably a couple weeks ago, and so I started thinking about this message and really got excited about sharing with you about the topic of uncertainty, because there's lots of little directions that this can go. And he sent me the write-up for the series, and he actually wants me to speak of something very specific. But I just want to talk to you for just a second about your pastor. Over the last 3 months, I've been having a great opportunity to be able to reconnect with him. We used to be on staff together and serving with one another. And then, as he started Next Level, our paths didn't cross as much. But over the last 3 months, I've had some great conversations. And I want you to know something about your pastor, which I'll probably share with you every time I have the opportunity to be up here, is your pastor leads you with integrity. He's a man of character. And there's not a time that I haven't spent with him talking about the church or anything where he doesn't bring up, specifically how much he cares for Next Level Church and the people here, and how much he wants to see God move in your lives and God use you to make an impact here in the 757. So I just want you to give it up for your pastor. He's got a great heart for what God is doing here, and definitely through you, and a great vision as well. There's just something about it when he talks about Next Level and how God is kind of shaping his heart and where God is moving here. It's just an amazing thing to hear. And so I know you're in great hands with Rob. You've got great direction. And the last time I was here, I also kind of challenged everybody. I shared with you guys 7 things that you can do to make your church really close to perfect. And so one of those things was encourage your pastor. Well, today is Rob's birthday, everybody. Yeah. There you go. All right, he's not here, though, so that just doesn't work for that. But what you can do is when you do reconnect with him, when you see him again, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. I know he's having an amazing day today, but I know that he also misses being here. But here's the deal. Encourage him. Encourage his family when you see him. Maybe write him a note this week. Wish him happy birthday. But take some time out of your schedule to encourage your pastor and be there for him. So I'm kind of upset with Rob right now because I went and said yes, because he's like, hey, do you want to come speak to Next Level again? I was like, yes, I would love the opportunity to come speak. He's like, we're starting a brand new series. It's called Uncertainty. I was like, oh, that's great. And then he sent me kind of the topic for this week. And I read the topic and I was like, wow, it made me really, really uncertain of whether I should have said yes to speaking this weekend. But God works in mysterious ways. And so, you know what? I kind of have faced it. I'm excited about speaking to it. But today I get the opportunity to talk with you guys about suffering, or, how was God with me through suffering? And so this is a hard, hard topic, all right? Because you know what? Suffering is not a fun thing to talk about, but it is something that we all face. It's something that we all sometime have to go through, is that uncertainty of suffering. And it happens to us in many, many different ways. And I want to set up today's talk by talking about two different types of suffering and just say that both of them kind of you have to be able to be able to make it through. You have to change your perspective. And our perspective is in many different ways what keeps us from really understanding the whole reason for going through suffering. But the first type of suffering is things that are in your control. Things that are a part of what you had control over. Maybe it's a decision that you made that caused the suffering. Maybe it's a choice, whatever. Maybe it's a habit, whatever it is. But basically, it was in your control. You made a decision, and these are the consequences of that decision. And you have to walk through a time of suffering, some hurt, some pain that you had to deal with. And a lot of people, this is a type of suffering that a lot of people find themselves in. But I can relate to this one. I want to share with you kind of an example of it, and I'm not trying to make light of it, but it's definitely a fun example. It happened whenever I was younger. My parents kind of had a tradition for us whenever we were growing up is to kind of challenge my brothers, and I have 2 older brothers, to really care about each other. And around Christmas time, they would give us some money, and then we would go buy a gift for our brothers. And so that was cool. Well, one year, I guess it was not going as well. They gave us, they brought us to the dollar store, and we're like, okay, here's your chance to go buy a gift. So I don't know what that was all about. But anyway, we got wise about it, and so we didn't have to pick out a gift for our brothers. We would go in, and we would pick out a gift for ourselves and then tell our brothers what we wanted. That made it easy, all right? And so this one year at the dollar store, I remember going in, and I remember seeing two items. One was these amazing, they weren't Ray-Ban, it wasn't name brand or anything, but amazing aviator glasses. And, you know, it was probably around the time of Top Gun. And, well, you know, they were just awesome. And I really, really wanted those Ray-Bans and those aviator-style sunglasses. And so I was like, that's what I'm going to get. But it was winter, you know, and you don't really all the time go out and wear sunglasses in winter. And I was a young kid. I don't really wear sunglasses at all. I just wanted to be like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, which I've kind of grown into. But anyway, then I saw something else because I was like, well, that one is probably going to be a delayed gift. You know, I want it, but maybe I won't be wearing them right away. So you know what? I saw this other thing, and it was that game that has the stick with the basket on top and then has a little ball attached to the string. And so you go whoop and catch it. And you whoop. Yeah, both a dollar. Go figure, right? Anyway. I was like, well, that's immediate. I can walk out of here playing that game. I promise you this has a point, okay? So we're going to get to that in just a second. But anyway, we were there looking at these gifts, and I just had to make a choice. I had to make the choice, and I was like, I want immediate gratification. I want the game. And so I went to my brothers and told them, I want the game. They buy me the game, and we're walking out of there, and I just start bawling my eyes out. I wanted the glasses. I needed the glasses. Anyway, point being is that your decisions can directly cause you suffering, all right? And those are the things that are in, everybody go, oh, yeah, I was young, okay? That was the biggest thing in my life back then. But you know what? We face big decisions, or we face other decisions. We face choices every day. And sometimes we make bad choices. I've talked with plenty of people, you know, from plenty of different backgrounds, and you know what? How many of you have ever made a bad choice? All right, how many of you have had those bad choices make you have bad consequences, all right, that you've had to go through? Absolutely, all right? And when you face those consequences, you know, those consequences can be considered suffering. You have to go through some suffering. You have to go through some hardship. You have to go through something hard because of the choices that you made. And you know, that I think the ones where you can kind of see the linear path of, I chose that, and therefore I have this consequence, and this is what I have to face because I made that choice. Those are a little bit easier to face. Suffering is not easy to face. But those types of sufferings are probably easier to face than the ones that are outside of your control. That's the second type of suffering. You know, the suffering that, you know what, you had no clue it was about to happen. Maybe it was a friend that made a bad choice and then it affected you. Maybe it was somebody else that stepped out on your relationship. Maybe it was something that you had absolutely no control over, a diagnosis that was given to you that you have to live through, you have to walk through. A hurt, a pain that you have to struggle through because you have absolutely no way to have avoided it. It wasn't a choice you made. It wasn't a decision that you had control over. It's just the fact that you have to suffer and go through. Those are the harder ones to understand. You might be at the end of your rope going, why me? Why, God, do I have to face this? Why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to take a step? It was outside of my control. But no matter what type of suffering you face, whether it's through your own decisions, whether it's through no fault of your own, the truth of God's word in uncertain times, especially through suffering, is that you're right exactly where God wants you to be, and He's right there beside you. He's not far from you. Wherever that hurt in your life takes you and drags you down to, he's not far from you. He's right there with you in your suffering. He's right there with you in your pain. And the reason that I know this is because God shared that with us. See, the Bible tells us that God, his name was Emmanuel. Jesus, when he came to earth, he was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And when Jesus was here on earth, he faced the challenges that you faced. He knows the problems that have happened because he's actually been in the situations. He's been tempted with sin and hunger. He's had people make bad decisions that have affected him, and he's walked through the suffering. See, God is close to us in times of suffering. And what Rob taught us last week is that God is love. That love is close to you in your times of suffering. So today, that's kind of just the intro. So today I want to share with you three different things that hopefully will help shift your perspective. You know, maybe today you're not facing a hardship or any suffering or whatever, but you know, whenever you do come up to a time, whenever you, hopefully this will help you shift your perspective whenever you're facing it. Maybe you are facing some type of suffering today. Today I just want to encourage you with these three things to have a different perspective on it. Maybe a God perspective on what it is that you're going through. The pain and the hardship that you are focused on. So today we're going to be talking about one verse. And this verse, is maybe a great verse to memorize, because if you do find yourself in a time of hurt or struggle, you know, this is a great verse to really understand God's perspective on all things. So let's look at it together. In Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." I'm going to read that one more time, and I just want you to kind of let it soak into you the words that are coming out right there. Is, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Romans 8:28. Now, this verse should help give its perspective to whatever it is, whether it's choices that you've made that have caused suffering, whether it's something outside of your control that you have suffered through. This should cause you to have a perspective shift from your own perspective, for our own way of thinking, to a different way from which God thinks. The first thing that I want to point out to you is that would hopefully change your perspective, is that peace comes from knowing God. Peace comes from knowing God. You know, here's the deal. For all of us that know God, there's something that happens when you're in his presence. There's something that happens when you know he's right there with you. There's something that kind of changes things whenever you know what, he's got this and he's in control, but you know what, he's with you. So peace comes from knowing God. Recently, I actually about a week ago, I had the opportunity to drive my boys down to Mississippi. And here, just a side note here. You know what? How many of you drive? Most of you drive, you know. So, you know what? There's a little bit of uncertainty that comes with driving, you know, on the interstate as well. It's just kind of, sometimes it gets a little crazy. And, well, my friend used to tell me that back in the day, you know, how many of you would consider yourselves defensive drivers? You're defensive driving, you know. Maybe you've been to, how many of you have taken a defensive driving class? If you've taken a defensive driving class, you're probably like me. He said, my friend used to tell me, he said, "Stephen, there's so many defensive drivers out there, somebody's got to be on offense, right? Why don't they have offensive driving class?" Anyway, y'all can laugh later. It's funny. All right, so I was on the interstate driving down to Mississippi, and you know what? There's nothing more suffering than, you know, that time whenever you feel like, man, okay, nobody's in front of me. Here we go. You know, you got your foot down on the gas, and you're set, you know. Maybe you set the cruise control. Anyway, you're headed down the road, and then lo and behold, somebody really slow pulls right out in front of you. That's how you say amen, right? That's called suffering right there, all right? Whew, there's no... You and for me, you wonder, man, I'm not going to make it on time. You know, my GPS, the arrival time, it's going up. And I'm like, there's nothing that frustrates me more is whenever that arrival time, you know, keeps ticking up, you know, 1 minute, 2 minutes, it all adds up, folks. So driving for me can be fun. It can also cause some uncertainty and definitely some suffering. But I was on my way home from Mississippi and I dropped my boys off there, and which is always fun. We drop them down there with their aunt, uncle, and grandparents. They stay for close to 2 weeks and have the time of their lives down there doing things like hunting and fishing and just being around their cousins and everything. And so it's a lot of fun for them, but it's also a lot of fun for me because we get to come back home and we don't have kids. My wife here right on the front row. And, you know, we've had a date night every night. All right, so... anyway, I'm on the road back home, and I left early in the morning. I gave my kids a kiss, and you know, that's probably the hardest thing is we've spent a lot of great time together this summer, and you know, just dropping them off and leaving them, knowing that they're going to be taken care of. But it's just a really hard thing leaving your kids, you know, 1,000 miles away from you. And so, you know, I gave them a kiss, and they were like half asleep when I left, and I got in the car and I started heading home, and I'm getting a little emotional, and don't make fun of me, but yeah, I cried a little bit. You know, I love my kids in Mississippi. Anyway, but I turn on country music radio. Yes, I listen to country music, and on my way back, there was this show that came on the country radio station, and it was country music, but it was a Christian talk radio show, basically. And the guy was sitting there, talking about an amazing, you know, Christian story and sharing, you know, some encouragement. And then he would be like, you know what, here's some Keith Urban. And, okay. But all this has a point. The point is that I was listening to that radio station, a little bit emotional, but listening in, and a lady comes on the radio, and she starts sharing a story. And that story was about her and her husband. They were going through a very hard time in their relationship way back in the day. In fact, the hard time was that she actually stepped outside of their marriage and did some things that caused her to be unfaithful. And so she came clean with it and just shared everything. And so that caused a bit of uncertainty in her life. And it also caused a lot of suffering because, you know what, it's just a bad thing. There was no trust anymore. There was a thought that maybe the whole marriage and family was going to fall apart because of some decisions that she had made. And so she had been going into work and not acting like herself. And one of the people at her work, one of her coworkers, noticed that, you know what, she's not acting the same. And so she asked her, hey, let's go to lunch because I want to talk to you. I want to just see, you know, what's going on. And this lady who was on the radio, you know, accepted. And her coworker just basically, you know, dove in and asked what's going on. And this lady shared with her coworker everything that had happened. And the very first thing that the coworker asked her is, do you know God? Do you know God? And man, the story got better from there. It sent chills down me at that point, listening, probably because I'm a little emotional at the point, you know, driving. But it really just kind of, you know, challenged me. It's like when we encounter somebody that's going through suffering, you know, what's the most important thing? Peace comes from knowing God. The very most important thing in any type of situation that you're facing that has uncertainty or suffering that you're going through, the very first thing that you need to focus your heart on is, do you know God? Because God is in control. God is there. God is love. And God has a solution, or God has a way to extend his arms to you to carry you through whatever it is that you're facing in your life. And that challenged me. You know, whenever I talk to somebody, you know, I want to hear about the problem, and I'm going to give you some practical solutions. But do I ask the question, do you know God? So this woman asked her, do you know God? And the lady said, you know, that really just rocked her world. and she accepted an invitation to go to church. And when she was at church, you know, the pastor was sharing about having a relationship with God, and she began to be swayed by that, and she knew that she needed a relationship with God through Christ, and she became a Christ follower. And then she had the opportunity to go talk to her husband. And whenever her husband came to church and heard the message, his life was changed and their family was healed. It doesn't always work that way, but that perspective is, do you know God? Peace comes from knowing God, and I want you to know that God is in control of all things. In that verse, Romans 8:28, all things come together for the good of those who love God. All things. God is in control. The second thing that I want to point out that hopefully will change your perspective is recovery comes from being useful. Recovery comes from being useful. And this is probably one of the hardest perspective shifts, because you know what? This means that you've had to walk through that suffering. You know, this means that there were some pretty hard things that maybe God had to teach you through a time of suffering, or that you were making it through. And some people never even make it to this point of fully recovering, because they never get to see the usefulness. But I want you to know that God can use your suffering to make an impact in the world around you. Recovery comes from being useful. Let's look at the verse again, Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. God has a purpose for you. He has called you, and whatever it is that you are walking through, whatever it is that you have walked through, God can use for His purpose in your life. In fact, the challenge today is, you know what, when you're in a hard time, maybe it's that time where you need to, you know what, understand, you know, that you know God, and maybe that peace that comes with knowing God, but also understand that, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, God can use that to make an impact in someone else's life. I've talked with a number of people and counseled them over the years, and you sometimes never get to see this part of recovery. But recently, my wife and I were contacted by a couple in our neighborhood, and they said they were going through a hard time in their marriage. And my wife and I had great answers for them, and we sat down, we would talk with them, and we would share. I'm telling you, they were great answers, all right? But you know what? They weren't something that we had walked through. They were great words found in God's Word, which is always useful. But they weren't necessarily backed up with experience, and experience has power. And so after we had the opportunity to talk with them, I remembered a couple that had gone through something similar years prior. And so, you know what, I reached out to them. I said, hey, you know what? Somebody is going through something as very similar to what you've gone through. Would you mind if we connect you guys? Would you mind if we hooked you guys together and y'all can talk to each other, because y'all are going to be able to share some insight because of the situations that y'all walked through? And they accepted, and they met, and they talked, and things went really well. And it was about 2 weeks later that I had the opportunity to circle around with a couple that I hooked them up with. And I just got the opportunity. They actually came up to me and said, hey, how is so-and-so doing? And I said, you know what? Things are going great. You know, God is providing some healing in their relationship. They really appreciated the opportunity to talk with you. And this other couple who I'd helped years prior basically came to me and said, you know what, Stephen, I really appreciate that you thought of us, because, you know what, knowing that our story can help other people, it really helps the healing process for us as well. You see, recovery comes from being useful, understanding that God can use whatever it is that you've gone through to work together for His purpose. The last point that hopefully will lend itself some perspective on suffering is that fulfillment comes from being part of God's story. Fulfillment comes from being part of God's story. Here's the honest truth. I don't know if that middle point will ever happen for you. I don't know if you will ever understand why you are walking through the suffering that you have to walk through on this earth. My sister-in-law faced some uncertain times, a number of miscarriages, but two of those miscarriages she actually had to deliver, stillborn birth. And in talking with my sister-in-law, there's not a day that passes since that she doesn't hurt for her two little babies. There's not a day that she doesn't think about them, that she hasn't, you know, thought about that. That suffering still continues in her life. That suffering is still there. And I'm telling you guys, look, if you've ever had to walk through something like that, there's nobody there's nobody out there that could ever look at you straight in the face and tell you, this is why this is happening. This is why this can happen. There is no way that anybody can give you the assurance that this had this specific purpose. But I want to tell you that God can give you that assurance that all things work together for those who love God. And His purpose is greater than that because He's weaving together. We operate in a world where we see what's up close to us. We want immediate returns. We operate and make decisions based on the things that we know. But God wants us to have a different perspective and operate on the things that we don't know because He's woven together this beautiful tapestry of His purpose, of His plan, and fulfillment comes from being a part of His story. And His story is so much greater because, you know what, I know that my sister-in-law, even though it still hurts, she knows one day she'll be in heaven with her two babies. She knows that one day she'll meet them alive for the first time. My grandmother was one of the sweetest ladies that I know. We used to play chicken foot. How many of you ever played chicken foot? Love chicken foot. It's a great game. You'll have to look it up. It's with dominoes. Anyway, she taught me how to play poker with pennies. It can get you in a lot of trouble if you don't play with pennies. I loved her to death. And whenever I was in high school, she came down with cancer. The sweetest lady I know had to walk through the pain of radiation, the pain and the heartache of knowing that, you know what, if this doesn't go well, I'm facing my death. And God, you know, took her from her. I'll never be able to understand, you know, why, but I'll be able to cherish the times that I have with my grandmother. I don't know what it is that you're walking through, and you know what? You might not ever be able to understand the purpose, but I want you to know God has a purpose for it. Whether it's in the larger tapestry or whether it's something that you end up seeing, God has a purpose for it. And the one thing that I want you to understand is God walked through the same things that we have to face here as people. See, I was telling you about Jesus. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. You know, and Jesus, you know what, took this mantle upon Himself, you know, to save the world. And while He was down here living the life just like you and me, He had a friend that passed away, and He showed up to the funeral and He wept. And just like you and me, you know, He was tempted with things, but you know, the difference is Jesus never sinned, He never strayed, He lived a perfect life, but He had a purpose. His purpose was much bigger than ours. You see, Jesus knew that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, we all need a way to be able to get to God. And He knew that, well, without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. And He knew He had to be that sacrifice. He had to shed His blood so that we could be forgiven and have a life eternal. To be a part of His story, He had to make something happen. And so what Jesus did is He gave His life for us. Somebody betrayed Him. A friend for pieces of silver betrayed him, and Jesus was arrested and accused of crimes he didn't commit. And people like you and me yelled, "Crucify him, crucify him," and the whole world turned their back on him. And he was beaten and flogged and abused and spit on. And he was put on a cross, and he bled, and he died. He went through the suffering, and he gave his life so that he could be close to you, so that he could demonstrate his love for you. And if it ended there, it would be a sad story. But it didn't. You see, Jesus overcame death. Jesus gave his life, but 3 days later, he rose again so that you and I, because we know him, can experience life and experience it abundantly. And we can have hope here in the present, and we can have the hope of the future of being in heaven with him. And there is where our hope lies. There is where the end of suffering is. When you get to the end of suffering, it's over, because you'll be in the presence of God, where there's no crying, where there's no hurting, where there's no cancer, where there's no dying. There's everlasting joy, everlasting peace, everlasting in the presence of the Almighty God. Hopefully you can change your perspective today. If you're facing something, know that you know what? You are a part of God's story. And God is love. And he's right there beside you. And if you've ever needed this more, I think of this and it gives me chills even when I think of it. But God wants to look at you face to face today and breathe new life into you and say, "I love you. I love you. I love you." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. I thank you that you gave me this opportunity to be here today. God, I thank you that you've spoken today. God, that you've spoken through your truth, your word, that tells us that, you know what, all things work together for the good of those who love you. God, today I can declare that I love you. And God, I pray that we could all declare together, God, we love you. God, we praise you for who you are. We thank you for who you want to be in each one of our lives. We thank you, God, for the purpose that you've given us. God, we thank you for allowing us to be right here in your presence today. And God, my prayer is that whatever it is that we're facing, whatever suffering it is that you've called us to, God, that we're faithful to know that you are right there with us walking through it. God, we love you and we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed and learned from today's podcast. If you'd like to connect with us further, you can check out our website at nextlevelchurch.net or find us on Facebook or Twitter.